Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
A promise made is a promise kept. That was the commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry in 1993. And more than two decades and over 15,000 sites later, our pledge to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites continues to enhance the beauty of our state. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. We're proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Well, the cattle complex likely to open moderately higher this morning, supported by impressive strength in beef cutouts and the premium status of recent feedlot sales. Hog contracts should also open with a firm undertone thanks to follow-through buying and seasonally improving fundamentals. Now, the cash cattle market could see the first bids of the week today, but you can bet that they won't be very tempting to bullish-minded feedlot managers. Between last year's cash success, recent gains in futures, and sharply higher beef cutouts over the last few days, there's no question that producers will be digging in with bullish heels, taking higher expectations well into Friday if necessary. Now, hog buyers should resume procurement chores today with bids steady to a dollar higher. The weekly slaughter should be smaller than last week, probably around 2.16 million head. Lean futures seem staged to open on a firm basis today, supported by spillover buying from Tuesday's rally and hopes of increasingly positive fundamentals through the late spring and early summer period. Now, soybeans led the crop markets higher yesterday, raising 5.6% for the largest single-day gain since October 2010, as USDA lowered ending stocks for this year's crop and next year's on ideas troubles with South America's crops will shift export demand to the U.S. Corn futures also rose as USDA lowered ending stocks for this year's crop amid ideas that lower prices and further expansion in animal numbers should boost corn use. Wheat futures posted modest gains yesterday as support from corn and soybeans was countered by ample world supplies. The reduction in the total wheat crop was linked to a smaller planted area, which should offset better yields. Exports were raised to 875 million from last year's 780 million. Global ending stocks were put at 257.3 million metric tons for the current crop from 242.9 million for last year's. We'll check all the futures right after this.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, on our live cattle futures, June was down 2 cents at 123.27. The August was up 20 cents at 119.77. May feeder cattle up down 60 cents at the close, 150.20. And the August was down 52 cents yesterday, 150.32. June hogs up 65 cents at the close, 80.80. And July was up 45 cents at 81.67. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close was up 2 cents, 448 and a quarter for July. September up 2 cents at 465 and a half. Chicago wheat, July was up 4 and 3 quarters at 461 and a quarter. September was up 4 and 3 quarters at 472. July corn finishing the day at 12 cents higher for July, 381. September up 11 and 3 quarters at 382 and 3 quarters. And July corn soybeans up 57 and a half cents yesterday, 1084. August up 56 and 3 quarters at 1085 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.